Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to your participation as the judge in Job's trial against God. The situation now is we find that Elihu, which is God's defense attorney, is reminding Job that God is so great that it is foolishness for anyone to believe that God makes mistakes. This was necessary for Elihu to remind Job that God does not make mistakes because, as Job's tribulation dragged on and on and on, it wore Job down. Instead of continuing to say, as he had at the beginning, "Blessed be the name of the Lord God," Job now started to say, "Blessed be the name of Job." He started to say, "Blessed be the name of Job," because he was acting as his own defense attorney against the accusation of his three friends. And the accusations of his three friends, as you'll remember from previous programs, is that Job was a sinner, and therefore he brought all of the evil that he was experiencing upon himself. Job was saying, "No, I haven't sinned, and therefore caused all of this suffering to come upon me." And furthermore, what he started to do was started to say that God was unfair and unjust in allowing these trials, yes, even sending these trials and tribulations upon Job. So he started to act as his own defense attorney, and he started, instead of saying, "Blessed be the name of the Lord God," and praising God, kneeling down in praise and adoration of God's characteristics, he started to say, "Blessed be the name of Job." Job, in effect, was saying that he was more righteous than God because he was right in things that he had done, and God was wrong because God had brought all of Job's tribulations upon him, as though God was some great big mean monster that was against him, that was out to get him. And so Job, acting as his own self-appointed defense attorney, actually got himself entangled in his own web of self-righteousness. And this should be a lesson for us. I mean, after all, what would happen if you, and this is a hypothetical situation, of course, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, just like I wouldn't have wished on Job what happened to him. But if it does happen, know that God means it for our good, just like he meant it for Job's good. But what would happen if you lost your child to a terrible accident caused by a drunken driver? Well, you might be able to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord God," after getting over the initial shock. But soon you notice that your spouse isn't recovering from the emotionally devastating event. One day you come home from work to find that your spouse has died. He or she has died from an overdose of an antidepressant drug. Boy, oh boy, how life can be turned upside down so quickly, you pine. Just 2 months ago, I was sailing along without a care in the world. At this point, you wonder how much more you can take. You start to wonder if God is punishing you. You rewind the tape of your life to see if you've done something deserving of this. And as you're looking at this tape playing before you, trying to remember what you've done, you say, "I've gone to church every week. I pray and study the Bible frequently. I visit nursing homes whenever I can to bring comfort and cheer. No, there's nothing I've done to deserve these trials and tribulations." Suddenly, you find that your employer has downsized and restructured you right out of a job. It's very difficult to keep a good attitude now that your livelihood has been stripped away. Like dark clouds that cover the sky when a thunderstorm is approaching, dark clouds of worry begin to encompass you. Day after day, you plead with God, begging Him to show you, "God, what's going on?" For 3 long months, silence is all you hear. unable to pay the mortgage any longer, you receive notification that your house is going into foreclosure. Even fasting and prayer has failed to save the day. You become homeless and find yourself sleeping in your car. Now you're mad at God. God, if you're all powerful, how come you haven't intervened? This is not fair, you da-da-da-da-da. God, I need you to come through real quickly because I'm just about at the end of my rope. Although you've been suffering for 5 months now, something tells you, don't give up on God. Don't give up on life just yet. You know that God parted the Red Sea. You know that God raised His Son from the dead. You know that there are millions of miracles that God has performed. And further, you know that you are a child of God, blessed and highly favored. At least that's what you've been told by your minister. With a frazzled strand of rope, you hang on to hope and say, my ship is going to come in if I just name it and claim it, if I just speak it into existence. God has promised me health and wealth. Unfortunately, in interview after interview, you get the door slammed in your face, which you suspect is due to your advanced age and your out-of-date skills. After 4 months of sleeping in your car, you leave another sorry interview only to find out that your car was stolen. 9 months of hell. And now I have to live in a homeless shelter. How embarrassing, you exclaim. And oh yes, there's just one more thing. While sleeping in the homeless shelter, you are drugged and raped. You are drugged and raped on top of everything else that has happened. Now, you personally have been violated. And this results in contracting AIDS. You say to yourself, the very thing I feared has come upon me. Now what if my friends find out? Sure enough, on one of their monthly visits, several of your church friends spot you before you can flee the shelter. Well-meaning though they are, instead of encouraging and comforting you, they tell you that all this has come upon you because you've sinned. That's the last straw. You never curse God and die, but you do defend yourself by recounting to your friends and anybody else that will listen all of the good that you've done. You then compare yourself to all the really evil people you've heard about, and you just simply lose it when you see how they and their children have lived in prosperity to a ripe old age without the hint of trouble. You weigh things in the balance and conclude that it doesn't really benefit anyone from serving God. After all, bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people. Nevertheless, you know that you'll continue to serve God. Now, why are you going to continue to serve God? It's because you don't want to give God any justification for His actions against you. You know that God is your enemy, but you're not going to give Him 1 ounce of justification for His actions against you. So self-righteously you say, I'm going to hang on to my integrity. Furthermore, you want to prove to the world, to your dying day, that you have done right by God, but God is not doing right by you. You have fallen into the sinful trap of justifying yourself rather than God. And that's exactly what Elihu said of Job, and that's exactly what God said of Job, that Job justified himself rather than God. And again, this should be a lesson to us. Just imagine situations that you've gone through. You start out the first tribulation, the first catastrophe, you might be able to bounce back from that. But then something else happens, and then something else happens, and then you get diagnosed with terminal cancer. And then you say, that's it. If God can't do anything more for me than what He's done, then I don't need God. I haven't sinned. I'm a good person. Look at all these evil people out there. How come they're not suffering and I am? I've visited the poor. I've given my food to the hungry. I've done everything right, God. I've gone to church. I've prayed. How come, God? You're not fair, God. I don't need you, God. That's the type of thing that we can find ourselves saying. We can find ourselves justifying ourselves rather than God. And perhaps, again, for a while, any of us can endure horrific suffering. But how many of us could endure the suffering if it dragged on and on and on without an end in sight? How would we feel toward God? So we can certainly empathize with what Job was going through, but again, we should never justify ourselves rather than God. That's where we crossed the line, and Job crossed the line. But now perhaps we can see how difficult a task Elihu, God's defense attorney, has in convincing Job that he has sinned by self-righteously justifying himself rather than God. And we're going to see how he addresses this with Job and the fact that he is successful in him clearing God's name. We'll see this in future programs. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you. Before you go, please let me make a special announcement. Currently, we meet every Saturday in various people's homes. We plan to continue that most of the time. But since we are also planning to expand our ministry, we are looking for a, quote, permanent place, unquote, to meet so that we can be of greater service to the community. For instance, we would like to invite more people to Bible studies. We would like to conduct our free seminars more frequently. We would like to distribute food to the hungry, collect clothes and school supplies for the Tumaini Community Orphan School that we support in Kenya, Africa, and on and on. So if you have an available facility or know of an available facility, such as a church, a school, or a storefront, that can accommodate about 50 people for a couple of hours on a Saturday, then please call Glenn Williams at 404-412-0032, or you can send him an email at information@christianambassadors.org. Again, the phone number is 404-412-0032, and the email address is information@christianambassadors.org. Your service will be greatly appreciated, and we thank you in advance in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.